Chapter 2. Sophie was so distraught that, at first, Jenna couldn't get anything out of her except, "Mom?" and, "Oh my God," mingled between gasps and whimpers. But eventually, the full story came out. Sophie had heard some loud bangs in the house when she was in her room changing, and when she went to investigate, she found her grandmother lying at the bottom of the basement steps. It sounded like she'd fallen, and although she was conscious, she still looked badly hurt, and Sophie felt it was serious enough to call for help. Jenna pushed her phone into her pocket and scooped up Mo. Her mother was strong, but she was getting older. The sound of Sophie's panicked voice and the thought of her 11-year-old having to deal with this all by herself made Jenna dash down Main Street faster than she'd ever run through town before. She made a beeline for the car, murmuring, "I'm sorry," and, "Excuse me," as she zigzagged among the shoppers and families planted in her path. It would be bad enough if her mother had tripped or stumbled, but it sounded like she fell down the whole flight of steps. Why would she be going down to the basement anyway? There was nothing down there except old furniture. A sofa, a couple of tables, and Dad's old office desk and file cabinet. And Sophie said that she was awake but wasn't saying anything. Could she have had some kind of seizure or stroke? A heart attack? It didn't make sense. Her mother had looked the picture of health when she dropped Sophie off at the house 2 weeks ago. Gorgeous, in fact, in her peach dress with the wide skirt and the fabric belt, and with her peach button earrings and the matching lipstick. She'd just come back from her stroll by the lake. Her wide-brimmed hat was still out on the kitchen table. Jenna had been so hopeful that Sophie would enjoy all her grandmother had planned for her. Weekdays at the lake learning to sail and making new friends, and afternoons and evenings meeting up with those friends at Smoothie Dude's or the ice creamery, or penny treats for old-fashioned candies or solid chocolate they sold by the block. And lots of long walks, talking with her grandmother. She'd hoped that Sophie would learn what a go-getter her grandmother was, something she had no way.